Your creative power with the idea method. Creativity isn't just for artists. It's all about coming up with new and useful ideas, whether you're painting a picture or solving a problem. But too often, people don't explore their creative side because they think it's impractical. That's not true. Being creative can actually make your life better in all sorts of ways, like helping you cook a delicious meal or find a solution to a tough math problem. So, how do you tap into your creative potential? Follow the idea steps. I imagine, start by imagining what you want to create. Don't worry about if it's good or not, just let your ideas flow freely. Design. Once you have an idea, make a plan to bring it to life. Set aside time to work on it, and give yourself deadlines to stay on track. Execute. Now it's time to put your plan into action. Don't let anything get in the way of your creativity, push through any obstacles that come up. Amplify. Finally, share your creative work with others. Connect with people who share your interests and show off what you've made. This will help you grow as a creative person and inspire others along the way. Your creative identity. Connect with your intuition to unleash your creativity. Don't worry about quitting your day job or being impractical. Find small ways to be creative every day. When someone asks about your job, don't be afraid to say you're a creator, whether that means a photographer or a musician. Common challenges and solutions are as follows. All types of people who face struggles with creativity. 1. Starters. These folks are great at kicking off projects but often struggle to finish them. They've got heaps of energy but need to learn how to focus it. 2. Noodlers. They dive into projects but tend to lose interest along the way. With the right skills, they could become real masters of their craft. 3. Prioritizers. These guys have other stuff that seems more important than being creative. But they need to realize that waiting for the perfect conditions won't help. Getting in touch with what really fires them up can unlock their creative potential. 4. Resistors. They're not too keen on calling themselves artists, but they're practical and determined. Once they embrace their creative side, there's no stopping them. 5. Strivers. Always pushing themselves to meet their high standards, they excel when they stop comparing themselves to others. Create success. Life isn't just about stumbling upon success, it's about crafting it yourself. Oprah Winfrey highlighted the importance of putting in the effort to reach your goals. Your brain craves purpose, wired to thrive on having a mission. When you dive into your tasks, your perspective shifts. You start seeing the possibilities your dedication can bring. Don't wait around for a bolt of inspiration, actively seek it through your efforts. This develops your innate intuition and power. To get started on your goal, commit to doing the smallest possible task. This could be as simple as making a plan or doing some research. Expect obstacles along the way, like feeling overwhelmed or facing challenges. You can't just wish these obstacles away. One big challenge is the hard work involved. There are no shortcuts, you have to put in the effort. Many people give up when things get tough, but don't let that be you. When you hit a plateau and things start feeling tedious, keep going. Take it one step at a time. You might doubt yourself you can do it. Keep pushing forward and prove it to yourself. Conquer creative challenges. Get past hurdles like money, control, and other people's influence. Don't let fear hold you back. Once you start creating, it gets easier to keep going. You'll feel pulled towards your creative goals. Think of yourself as the hero in your own story. Every hero faces a big obstacle, like a monster. This obstacle is what Joseph Campbell called a threshold guardian. In myths, this guardian represents the toughest challenge the hero has to overcome. In your creative journey, it's whatever stands in the way of your dreams. Following are the obstacles that are facing as a creator. 1. Money. Many folks avoid talking about the intersection of art and money. Take a good look at how you view money and find ways to support both your life and your art. 2. Control. It's crucial to set boundaries by figuring out how much control you really need over your creative projects. Decide where you're willing to compromise and where you're not. 3. Your inner circle. Some people might discourage you from pursuing your creative dreams. But remember, the most important opinion is your own. Trust yourself. Your authentic creativity. Living a creative life means being true to yourself. To discover your creative side, think about what you love doing. What makes you excited? What makes you happy? Also, consider things about yourself that you've been afraid to share. Even the tough stuff can be a source of inspiration. When you share your experiences, you connect with others through shared feelings. To stand out, focus on one area of interest. Concentrate on developing your own style. Don't worry about pleasing everyone. When you're genuine, people will naturally be drawn to you. Remember, you're more than just your work. Don't be afraid to take creative risks. Mistakes are part of learning and growing. But be smart about it. Think like a business person and weigh the risks before diving in. Sometimes, smaller risks lead to bigger rewards than huge gambles. Boost your creativity with positive habits. The world is full of possibilities, and your life isn't set in stone. You have the power to make it better by tapping into your creativity. It's like a superpower you already have. And guess what? You can get even better at it with practice. Start by doing things that make you happy. Seriously, if something doesn't spark joy, consider ditching it. That includes stuff like wasting time on social media or getting sucked into negative news. These things can zap your creativity faster than a lightning bolt. Also, watch out for things like using drugs or alcohol in ways that mess with your creativity. They might seem fun at first, but they're like creativity kryptonite. Check out these tips to boost your creativity. 1. Learn the skills of your creative field. 2. Try mixing it up, like a photographer trying their hand at poetry. 3. Chill out with some meditation. 4. Practice being grateful and picturing yourself hitting your goals. 5. Stay healthy, exercise, eat well, drink water, and sleep enough. 6. Wake up with a splash, cold showers or baths can kickstart your day. 7. Start your morning with something creative. 8. Keep your workspace tidy and find some quiet time. 9. Step out of your comfort zone and try new things. 10. Get inspired by checking out some art. Maximize your creative time. To make the most of your creative potential, set aside dedicated hours each day for your passion projects. Even if you don't stick to the schedule religiously, aim to follow it most of the time. Use a tool like Google Calendar to track how you spend your time over 2 weeks. This helps you see if your actions align with your values. Remember, being busy doesn't always mean being effective. Don't let urgent tasks overshadow your creative pursuits. Group similar everyday tasks, like calls and emails, to free up larger chunks of time for your creative endeavors. Tap into your peak creative hours, often in the morning, to maximize productivity. Sneak in short bursts of creativity during your day, like jotting down ideas during your commute. Find a designated space where you can focus on your craft. If you're on the go, pack a kit with your creative essentials, like noise-canceling headphones for working in bustling environments. Creative flow. Flow state is a term coined by psychologist Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi to describe when creative people are completely focused and productive. You can't force it, but you can set the stage for it. 1. Set clear goals, give yourself regular tasks and deadlines to meet. This keeps you accountable and motivated. 2. Build a support system, join a creative community or share your goals with friends. It makes it harder to give up when others know what you're working on. 3. Visualization. Picture yourself successfully completing your creative projects. Studies show it helps you perform better and make fewer mistakes. 4. Music boost. Pay attention to songs that make you feel creative, then play them during your work sessions. It helps your brain get into a creative groove. 5. Use the Pomodoro technique, work for 25 minutes straight, then take a 5-minute break. Repeat. It helps maintain focus and productivity. 6. Accept imperfection, don't be afraid to create something that's not perfect. Give yourself permission to experiment and make mistakes. Eventually, you'll create something you're proud of. Trust your gut. Creativity isn't just about smarts, it's about using all your tools, like your brain, instincts, and even how your body feels. Your intuition, that gut feeling, is super important. Sometimes, relying too much on just your brain can hold back your creative mojo. Make a plan you can repeat. Say you're working on a story. Set a time to finish a rough draft without judging it. Then, do more drafts until you hit your deadline. It's easy to get stuck on one thing forever, but trusting your process helps you move forward. Creativity through learning and accepting failure. Learning and failure go hand in hand, especially in the creative journey. Everyone's curious, but only a few keep exploring throughout their lives. Creative achievers have a knack for continuous learning, moving through three phases. First, they dive into their interests privately, experimenting freely. Then, they tap into external resources like communities and classes. Finally, they practice relentlessly until they master their craft. Failure is a powerful teacher, yet many creatives fear it. Doubt and imposter syndrome hold them back. They can't create because they're afraid to fail. But, learning to embrace failure is key. Taking small risks and juggling multiple projects help curb perfectionism. Instead of copying others, focus on being the best version of yourself. And remember, it's okay to laugh at your mistakes. The creative journey. Creating art often starts with quiet moments, but it really takes off when you connect with others who get what you're trying to do. While making art can be a solo gig, teaming up with folks who share your vision can boost your creativity big time. It's like having your own squad cheering you on. Building art means finding the balance between working alone and teaming up. Hang with people who lift you up and ditch the ones who bring you down. If you're new to the game, find your tribe in communities that match your craft, like photography. These groups are all about diving deep into specific interests, like action shots in photography. Your main crew is where your craft and focus intersect. Forget waiting for that one wise guru to show up and guide you. Get wisdom from all over, from folks with different views. Be you, and let your art shine in your communities. That's how you build your own fan base. Split your time between making and showing off your work, and focus on building your fan base just as much as creating. Keep your audience happy by giving them something they dig. Creators stick to their vision, while influencers bend over backward to please followers. Stay positive and bold. That's the mindset that will take you places. Key points. 1. Try the idea method. Imagine, plan, do, share, to be creative. 2. Understand yourself and solve problems creatively. 3. Do small tasks regularly to succeed. 4. Overcome problems by setting limits and trusting yourself. 5. Be creative by learning and not fearing mistakes. 6. Reach your potential by setting clear goals and asking for help. 7. Make friends who like what you do and stay true to yourself.